She's crazy like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool? I'm crazy like a fool. What about Daddy Cool? Daddy Cool, yeah. Daddy,
it's time to Daddy step cool. Inside the Iketagon with Daddy your host, Ike Feldman.
What's going on? This is the first Twitter Spaces and my first recording of 2022. Oh my goodness. It's a beautiful year. Beautiful number. I like how beautiful it looks. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you're enjoying the holiday season. Hope you got exactly what you were looking for. Materialistically. But more importantly, mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm not saying everybody has to find a higher meaning. Around the holiday times. But I do believe that's what it was meant for, right? The birth of Jesus Christ. Yes. Hanukkah. Kwanzaa. Orthodox Christmas. Roll with me, guys. I'm not trying to offend you. I'm not trying to pick apart your religion in particular. Or pick apart what you're doing wrong, what you could do better. But you could be better. You should be better. You need to be better. Life can be good. You just have to find the pathway there. And I'm on that pathway. Everybody sees the glamour now with Joe Rogan, Theo Vaughn, Andrew Schultz, Jocko Willink. But not many people were there or saw what they experienced that got them to this point. Now, I know I'm getting deep on you guys, so let me pull back the reins a little. This is a combat sports, martial arts, mixed martial arts, boxing, Olympic martial arts show where I'm talking the biggest current events in the world of combat sports, biggest topics, fights, technical breakdowns, moments in fights, headlines, but with my spin of mental strength, as I'd like to call it, my spin of positivity, good vibes, strong tone, but also lighthearted, wholesome, fun, at times goofy humor. Believe it or not, probably not if you've been listening for the past 7 minutes. I like to have a good time, take things easy, really kick back and enjoy the moment. But if there is work to be done, I also enjoy the grind, the climb, and the journey to that which you are seeking. Now, did you know the human mind is a mini broadcast center? Yes. It's the tiniest radio station. Every single thought, good, bad, and in between that you have, sends a frequency into the world. Every single thought, good or bad, and in between, you send to the world. If you're thinking so much about revenge for your neighbor's dog taking a big old wet, steamy, hot crap, as my dog makes a noise, taking a big old dump on your yard, and all you're thinking about is retaliation. Those negative thoughts are not affecting your neighbor. It's only ruining your broadcast center. You're basically running a dysfunctional radio center with negative thoughts. If you are just broadcasting to the world negativity, your neighbor's dumb dog, his dumb kids, you hate your dumb job, you're not in shape, you're not trying to better yourself, and you just want to burn the world around you, that's an awful radio station. Or your mind can say, I feel good about what I'm doing. I truly, genuinely feel good about what I'm doing. My life is somewhat in control. Remember, you can only control what you can control. You cannot control what you can't control. Easy enough said, but a lot of people will try to step out of bounds of things that they cannot control. And it's just a waste of energy, time, and you could fracture relationships. Not break, but slightly crack in the wall of a relationship. If you aren't truly focused on your goals. Goals, goals, goals. Goals! No, 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 no! Goals. From my Mexican brethren. Goals. Goals are the key to stay focused. When you reach those goals, big or small, or in between, you can achieve happiness. Big happiness, small happiness, or in between. You've been staring at a pile of laundry for 2 weeks. You finally do it. Check. Goal complete. You take out the garbage. Check. Walk your dog. You go for a jog. You apply for a job. Goals. You get the job. You get the house. You get the girl. You get the car. You step foot into a gym. You start to lose weight. You start to gain muscle. Goals. Right now, I basically sound like the more the Willy Wonka to Jocko Willink's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Good. You didn't get that job? Good.
I'm like, no, get the job. Goals. Goals, baby. And freedom. Being free of stress. Being free of anxiety. Being free of negative, gut-wrenching, parasite type of relationships. Ridding yourself of negativity that is trying to pull you down like quicksand underneath you. Be free of that. Be free of your anxiety, which can come back to physically making yourself vulnerable. Going to the gym for the first time. Being sore. Not being able to lift as much as you'd like. If you gain more stamina by going to the gym once a week, twice a week, months on end, years on end, consistent, you have more energy, stamina, patience for the people around you. You are being selfish if you are not going to the gym. If you're not being physically active, it doesn't have to be a gym. Go for a walk. Go for a jog. Don't be selfish. Be a member of a team that the team wants to win, but do you want to win? Be a winning player that contributes on a winning team, not a selfish player that is trying to be on a winning team. The winning team doesn't need you. You're a waste of space. Goals. Winning. Stay positive. Focus on your goals. If you didn't get your goal today, it wasn't meant to be. Reward the effort. If you truly gave it 100% of your effort, reward the effort. What could that be? A small reward? Say you had a killer day at work. I don't know. Maybe a beer. Maybe a slice of pizza. Maybe a Netflix show. Some people like to reward themselves with more happiness, not a pit stop. Those vices can be pit stops in your ultimate climb towards freedom and peace. Peace of mind. Peace of being. A character in the last 100 years that was truly not appreciated, and maybe that's also caused the reaction of him gaining more attention and eyeballs to his story, is Muhammad Ali. You can't say that man is mentally weak. That man checks off all the boxes as a human hero, a hero in human flesh. worked hard on his craft, spoke extremely well, hardly unlikable, a beautiful soul, a beautiful existence, and he was still hated on. Because not everybody's as strong as he is. And he had to bear the brunt of people's fear, negativity, and agendas. What's up, everybody? I know I kind of spun you for a loop these last 20 minutes. At this point, you should have an idea about what I'm talking about. Maybe you don't. Let me make it clearer. Stay patient, not just with me, with your family, with your friends. If you are the one that can stay patient the most out of the people in your life, if you often find yourself being the most patient out of everybody in your life, you were meant to be a leader in a very small capacity. It's a very tough time for the world. People don't like when I say this, but I keep saying it feels like a post-war. And I never lived through a world war, but this is what I would imagine it would feel like. A lot of unease, a lot of side-eyeing at neighbors, friends, family, a lot of people who you start to see everything about everybody. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, I'm realizing. At first, I was confused. I felt that, why am I trying so hard and you're not? And why do you get to break before I do? And I realize things don't happen overnight. People don't. Just crack overnight. There's pressure that boils, that eventually cracks. I used to do, and I will do, eventually again, pottery. Very peaceful, very fun. But once you've made your pot out of clay and then you glaze it in a kiln, you raise the temperature north of 500, if I remember correctly. This was in high school. For some reason, pottery became like where all the jocks, the people who wanted to hide out, the drug dealers, the druggies, troubled kids would hang out in pottery class. And the pot teacher was a saving grace for a lot of kids, a lot of students. He did draw the line at you cannot make a bong out of your pot. And he would check. So apparently you can't punch a bong hole into a pot before. Or no. You have to punch it before it goes into the kiln, the 500 degree oven. You have to punch the hole. Afterwards, if you tried to drill the hole, I guess if you're smooth enough, you could, but it's much more difficult and you're at the risk of cracking the pot and losing your bong, bro. He would catch so many people and make an example. Somebody would craft these beautifully shaped vase-looking things that apparently were smoking devices. I was an angel, people. And he would crush the beautifully crafted pot device in front of everybody to make an example. But my point is, there is a cracking point of these pots. Sometimes they can't handle the heat. Sometimes it's too much to bear. And the cracks in the pot spread and ruin the piece of art. And sometimes the most beautiful people, the most beautiful piece of arts, can't handle the pressure. Now, I love you guys very much. Thank you for listening. There's two things outside of the free things. Love, laughter, the free things. I love media, broadcast media. And I love martial arts. And I feel that martial arts transcends at times to something more spiritual. Because of the nature of the sport. It's a dangerous sport, mixed martial arts and boxing. It's a dangerous, dangerous sport. And it's practiced by some hard-nosed fucking people. And often these hard-nosed people tend to be the most spiritual.
Man, this is a heavy, heavy episode. This is a very intense way to start the year. A time in which everybody tries to put their best foot forward and wipe away the year before. I guess I'm kind of dying on the hill here. This is where I stop and say, everybody shut up and listen. You can't hear anything if your mouth is open. Be positive. Enjoy life. Incorporate mental strength the best you can. Put your big boy and big girl pants on. Be smooth with it. Be cool with it. Know how to rule with it. Grow your confidence. We need more confident people. Because if you're confident, that's all you're going to care about is keeping your confidence. If you're not confident, you're going to try to tear down confident people to make them less confident. And that is the root of all evil. Hate, jealousy. It's disgusting. I've openly admitted when I'm jealous about something. I think that if people don't admit they're jealous, they're lying. They're conning themselves into believing that they're not jealous. Sure. I would love to be in Ariel Helwani's position. I am jealous of his reach and his platform, of his following, of his the touch of his tweet button. Has a huge ripple effect. Sure. I'm jealous of that. But why don't I hate him? Is because I love the path that I'm on. The path that I'm blazing for myself. I believe I'm supposed to be tested. I believe Helwani is having a path of less resistance, which is fine because I can take it. That's how it's supposed to be. There will be a 15-year-old who's listening to this who may have a different, more difficult path. More hoops, more obstacles, more games, more checkmates to get. But enjoy the journey. Enjoy the process. Remember each and every step of the way. Remember, because when you achieve your goal, when you finally reach the top of the mountain, nobody can ever take that from you. So you ask, what are my goals? Let me pause for a little drinkification. Again, guys, I am Ike Feldman. Follow me at Ike Feldman and at Iketagon. Everything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, Iketagon.com. Iketagon. Iketagon.com. What are my goals? I want to be the first Olympic gold medalist to win the 163-pound title in the Olympics, in the 2028 Olympics. I plan to be a black belt in jiu-jitsu, maybe another discipline, but definitely polished ground game, grappling game, wrestling, judo, crisp boxing, beautiful taekwondo and karate kicks, strong Muay Thai kicks when needed, cardio like a mother, heart like a mother, and an undying will to win. That is my goal. All while recording along the way. Iketagon episodes, Twitter spaces. Doing the damn thing. And living the damn thing. I'm lucky. I'm happy. I'm very fortunate to be in the position I am. I wouldn't have it any other way. Yes, I am intense. Yes, I am driven, focused, ambitious, ready to work. A soldier without a war. Actually, it's a war every day. It's a war against the demons that are inside of me, which I tend to kick their ass, like Keanu Reeves and Constantine. But more difficult are the demons inside others. You guys may not see it, but there is a war happening. It is a war you cannot see, smell, hear, or touch. It is a war that creeps up on you. Is it a war that will kill you in your night? In your sleep. Excuse me. Getting so spooked out. I'm misstepping my words. It is your job to stay alert, not let your guard down. Don't touch fire, don't play with fire, but no fire is there. See the fire, acknowledge the fire. Don't tempt the fire. I love you guys. Please know that. You keep me coming back for more. Not only because I want to spread positive vibes and at times goofy humor. Because you guys cheer me up. As Joe Rogan loves to say,
The internet is undefeated. My goodness, it is. There's always something to find to take your mind off something or bring your mind to something. Make sure you're feeding your mind. You got to have a good mental diet. You know, they say physically, eat your vegetables, your fruits, stay away from the bad stuff, alcohols, sugars. Too much of anything can kill you. But you have to treat your mind with respect. I know a lot of tip-top shape athletes, ripped, 8-pack, shredded, can dunk the ball, can out-wrestle you, handstands, backflips, amazing athletes, or very athletic. But somewhere upstairs, they just, it's an empty attic with collecting dust. Maybe there's some cool bins, some old video game systems, some Christmas, Hanukkah, Thanksgiving, Halloween decorations up there. Some cool stuff. Some antiques, chests, books, hardcover books. Some cool stuff. But it's dusty. It's growing old with mold. The termites are eating it. Slowly chipping away at your attic. And what are those termites? Could be on your phone, could be on your laptop, could be on Twitter. Hello! Could be on Facebook. Could be your roommate. Could be your significant other. Could be a family member, a friend, coworker. Happens a lot. Could be in high school, a bully. The bully could be a teacher, quote-unquote teammate. Don't let it, he, she, them, whatever it is, do not let it steal your peace of mind. Remember, it's a piece of yours. Say it. It's a piece of mine. It's mine. Not yours. It's mine. It's my peace of mind. Not yours. Go get your own peace of mind. Go get your piece of yours. Leave mine alone. And it's so valuable, that peace of mind, that little bit of confidence, of joy, of strength. Naturally, humans are lazy. We're looking for the easiest route out of the maze. How do we get from point A to point B the fastest? That's before all the cheating, stealing, and killing to get from point A to point B. How do you maintain sanity in an insane world? It's hard work. It's mental strength. Stay the course. Stay focused. Be positive. Slowly, slowly, once you can not only love yourself, but take care of yourself. Help others. Be an olive branch. And make sure you're strong enough to do it. Again, I talked about boundaries of trying to control the things that you cannot control. Overstepping past a boundary can lead to not only mental exhaustion, but physically breaking you down. It's so important to know your limit, know your fill. There's always tomorrow. And this comes from somebody who's learning that. I used to be a person, grind yourself to dust. That dust will hopefully land in the right place, wherever the wind takes it. No. You can't control the wind. You can't control nature. What I can control is not grinding myself to dust with too much work, trying to show up to every single date, every single affair, celebration, party, hangouts, text, response. Go and go and go and go and go. And then there's no more go. You collapse. Literally. I've pushed myself to the brink of collapse multiple times. Third time would be I'm out. I'm trying to steal a page from my wife and my older brother, my younger brother, my father. Not everybody in my family, but some people in my family. I do envy the way that they go about life, career, as a marathon. I was making things a sprint. I could see the goal. I want to reach this goal like nobody's business. I'm going to sprint towards that goal. Nobody's going to stop me. I can run longer, harder, faster, stronger. And if I cannot run, I will walk. And if I cannot walk, I will crawl. I will not rest until I reach my goal. My, oh, my. Did I open some doors? Yes. Did I make some history? Yes. Did I break news in major, respectable, highly elite corporate media organizations? Yes, I did. Where did it get me? I was a weathered rag. I became a weathered rag. I was just weathered. I was a regular rag. But then, after too much weather, I became a weathered rag. Yes. Worn out, reached the brink, had my fill. Okay. It was 2018. 2021, last year. Ooh, I'm making some money. Ooh. Shopping sprees. Ooh. Shopping is not an addiction. It's a way of life. I'm opening up every discount, website, site, coupon, percentage off email I get. I was in that promo side of the Gmail box like nobody's business. I was promosexual. You know what happened? Working 6-7 days a week. Yeah, I'm getting the material things that I haven't had in a decade. I kind of, once I started martial arts in 2009, so I was 20 or 19, I think I was 19. Material things kind of went out of the window. It's right around the time my PS3 broke. I really didn't care about material things as much. I just cared about bettering myself physically, mentally. Spiritually, that didn't really come until I met my wife at 25.
But then all of a sudden I get some loot. Give me the loot. Give me the loot. I'm a bad man. Yes. I was buying so much crap that I haven't even opened. I bought stuff about 10 months ago that I haven't even opened. I bought 6 new pairs of shoes. I had 12 pairs already. I thought Exhibit was coming to my house. Too much. Gluttony. Too much. Burnt out again. Collapsed again. This time it took a couple of highly educated doctors to tell me you're an idiot. And I was like, oh, you know, are you sure about that? Are you sure about that? You're hurting my feelings. Son, you're an idiot. Okay, you win. Yeah, I needed a wake-up call. And that was an epiphany. So, how am I going to reach my goal of becoming an Olympic gold medalist, either combat sambo or MMA 163-pound champion? How? At the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. How? If my goal is 6 years from now, 6.5 years, if I do want to do it, represent my country, my province, my region, my territory, my home, I gotta work smarter. Not just harder, but smarter. There's people, if you're at this point of the show, I love you. Because you are a hard worker. You're working hard to pay attention. I could be throwing you for a loop, but you're paying attention perfectly. And now we're at the part where it's not about hard work and elbow grease and how much you can grind. There's a million of us. There's not a million of the people who can grind physically, but grind mentally. It's not only physical chess, but it's actual chess. It's mental chess. Take those physical gifts, apply it to the mental side of things. Use that stamina to send more emails, to update your resumes a lot more. Go that extra mile, but be smart about it. Clever, witty. Reward the effort. Though it may not feel like you're lifting a car, and some people like to feel those results where you're physically moving something. Yeah, sure. You can physically see a weight move up and down. That is instant feedback for your effort. But do you have the mental strength to work? Smart. And stay the course. We will see. We will see. I know what I have to do. And I plan on doing it and keeping my word. And I love you guys. And again, love defeats hate every time. I love you guys so much.
That is all for this week's Twitter Spaces with your boy Ike. Again, follow me everywhere. Ike the Gon, IKETAGON. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. YouTube, LinkedIn, IkeTheGon.com. This one was for me to start the year. It was not an attention grabber. My headline says Spaces number 7, positive vibes only. And that may scare away people, but whatever. You can't run from the truth. I love you guys. Stay positive. Stay cool. Stay fun. And enjoy the journey.